This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It's Friday. First Friday of February. Glad to have you along with us. Hope your day is going well. Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you as we've got a full show. We've got fantastic Fanatics Friday trivia coming your way. Your chance to win a $25 gift card that can maybe take care of a big old pizza and a couple of sodas or maybe a double order of wings or, as I always like to get, corn dogs.
Corn dogs.
Mini corn dogs.
Oh, so good. Corn dogs are always a good food, and I, when you look it up, I'm sure they're right up there, really high on.
Yeah, Shannon, who was with us yesterday, Shannon, who's Thompson, probably say, just once in a while. Come on. We want to thank the gang of Monty and Shannon for coming in yesterday, and of course, don't forget they're going to be busy today up at Hy-Vee. It is Go Red for Women Day as part of American Heart Disease, taking care of American Heart Month. So check it out. They'll be up there from 1 to 6 today, and variety of different capacities to help you out and show you some healthy food choices, and not those healthy food choices that are gross, but the good ones too. Coming up on our show today, we're going to be talking with Larry Bornschnegel from the Nebraska Baseball Hall of Fame. The 2015 ceremonies will be this Sunday in Beatrice, and we've got some local talent that will be going in, some old timers, some young, a lot of old timers go to Hall of Fames, right? We'll be talking about that. We've got Bob Haydenfelt from Shelton will be inducted posthumously just this past year. Ray Johnson, Grand Island, and a name that is synonymous with Farwell, Randy Lukasavich. Those are just some of the folks that are going into the hall, and we'll talk with Larry about that. Then Mark Hudson, you'll start to hear more about this as time moves on. We know that Aurora is going to have a couple of coaches that are retiring or moving on. Now Mark Hudson, the football coach at Ravenna, has accepted the head position at Boone Central Newman Grove, replacing Arnie Johnson. I suppose now you'll call him the legendary Arnie Johnson. They're the state champs this year, so we'll talk with Huddy about that. And Bill Friedman, coordinating producer of the Big Ten Network's The Journey, will join us in our last segment today. Siobhan Shields, Will Shields, and their bond and how they've played two different sports at Nebraska, and that is one of the segments on Sunday night's broadcast that'll be shown on the Big Ten Network. So that's all coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And you can also email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Twitter address at ESPN 1460 1550 at ESPN 1460 1550, and we'd love to have you be a part of the program today. A variety of topics, a variety of ways that we can go. There's a couple things on the national stage. The Tiger Woods story is now the story, and it's getting old. I think that's what's unfortunately happening. It's getting old. Tiger Woods withdraws again. The back problems are back problems, but I don't remember Freddie Couples going through this. He either sat out or he played. And when you root for Tiger, then if you don't root for Tiger, there's just that line down the middle, and I don't know. It's no fun when you're hurt, but I have a hard time. I think a lot of people, maybe not me, but I think a lot of people sit here and they're cynical and they go, how could you feel good and an hour and a half later you couldn't feel good? And, oh, you're a baby, and, oh, you warm up, and then you got to sit around. I don't know, Jimmy. It's just I want him to be healthy. I want him to play because he's one of the greatest of all time. But they give all this attention to Tiger now, and he's not doing anything. The story is Tiger not doing anything, and that becomes a little boring. Boring is not the word, but, you know, you don't want to see that story. You don't care anymore.
You know, Doug, I don't think I can recall an athlete being on top of his game and all of his athletes that participate in that same sport. Tiger dominated golf. He was one of the most dominating golfers. It was amazing how big of a favorite he was. Every time he went out, he was always in the hunt. He probably, in a 6 or 7 year period, and I need to look that up exactly how the period is, excuse me, the most dominating player in a sport. And what happened when him and his wife, allegedly, whatever happened on that day, but that broke that thing. I've never seen anybody so quickly disrupt from something, and their whole career never was even close to the same. I mean, we're not talking about just falling off a little bit at a time. Golf's a different sport, too. You know, Gale Sayers was a tremendous running back. He hurt his knee. Okay, when he hurt his knee, he cannot perform the way he did. I mean, it dropped off dramatically. There's athletes because of their age. You know, they just can't do what they do. I'm talking about sprinters in the Olympic Games. You know, they were great in 1968, 1972. All of a sudden, they can't run anymore. So they can't run at that level. They have to drop out. I mean, it's not if you're not in the top 8 100-meter runners, if you're not on that top 8, you have to find a place to go run. And if you're a professional Olympic athlete, you can never compete again. But in golf, there's still guys like John Daly that people want to go see play. You know, he doesn't play very well. Excuse me. I'll let you go ahead for a while. But I think the point I'm trying to make is
somebody bring a gallon in here.
Yeah,
somebody
get some water.
That happens when I just get out of bed.
Well, that's not the problem today.
You take a look at that, and the thing that is a little staggering to me is that we had that comeback where he struggled. He was number one in the world just recently. I don't know the exact date, but I saw the graphic again. And in the last 8 months, he's went from number one in the world to whatever it was, 50, 66th or something like that. I mean, he had got back to number one in the world. He just didn't win the major, and that's kind of all everybody was waiting on. And now we're going through all of this again. Usually you don't get back to that status. Tiger Woods got back to number one in the world.
You know, Mike Tyson, I'm trying to think of some people. Mike Tyson, when he got beat by James Buster Douglas, you know, and he's a boxer, that dropped off dramatically.
Well, his trainer died.
Yeah.
Then he got beat. I'll give it more on the passing of his trainer, because you knew then he would get beat. It's just that was the point that people will look at. But you're exactly right.
He went into prison, too. I mean, he had a little time where he had to go. And so, you know, there's only a window of time where you can be a great boxer. Let's be honest about that. George Foreman might be the only case I can think of where he kind of came back and made a comeback. But, you know, I'm talking about the people that were at the top of their game that it looked like, well, this guy ever lose again, almost, you know, and you know, I'm just trying to think of other people to compare this to, you know, that you go. But I will say this, and this even happens in high school. If you have some success, and I see this every once in a while in cross country in high school, well, a freshman girl will run a race and they go, hey, she's really good, but her eighth grade sister's better. You know, and I'm going, oh, well, we'll have to see this. And then all of a sudden this eighth grader comes along and now she's a ninth grader. And those two girls, they're freshmen and sophomore, they go 1-2 in the state. Well, they don't do that when they're juniors and seniors. You know, I mean, it's a rarity because there is an age thing where about 14 and 15, they seem to have a little bit of success there at that sport. And when they turn 18, they don't. So I know all sports have a sequence with age. In wrestling, it's hard to wrestle at 106 when you're a freshman. your senior year, you're still wrestling 106. You're not going to wrestle 106 anymore.
No, it's...
You know, so you get my point on this a little bit, you know, that... But with Tiger, this is a sport where this is not... Age has not been shown to be a factor at such a degree, and his age is not correct. At his age, he should still be competing at a high level.
We may have some other athletes that we haven't brought up. If you've got one that kind of fits the bill, go ahead and shoot us a tweet or shoot us an email. Love to hear from you. Also this morning, the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame has announced a watch list for the Nancy Lieberman Award, which goes to the top point guard in the country, and one of those finalists is Nebraska's Rachel Terrio. Problem is, Terrio hurt, couldn't play last night, injured her ankle in practice this week. Unfortunately, that probably cost Nebraska the game because they only lose 46-43 at Rutgers, the number 21 team in the country, shoot only 22%, and still in a one-possession game, and it's not going to get any easier. They go to Maryland, the fifth-ranked team in the country, on Sunday. The Nebraska men will be at Penn State tomorrow. UNK was swept by Hayes last night. The Hayes women are third in the country. They win at 69-52. But for the men, they were right there the whole way, and after it was tied at 67 apiece, it was a 21-10 run to end the game for Hayes. They went at 88-77, despite Trey Landsman scoring a season-high 34 points. A freshman in Trey Landsman poured in 35 last night, the most points by a UNK true freshman since 2000. So there you go. The Lopers will take on Washburn at home tomorrow. Hastings College is at Mount Marty tomorrow. We'll talk more about some of the high school tournament games. Had a couple that came on the wire, right down to the wire. Overtime in one, buzzer beater in the other, in our radio games at the Fort Kearney and Lou Platt Conference Tournament. That will continue as well. We will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac in Kearney has a lot of things going on, and they want you to experience the new Buick President's Day event. Get up to $5,000 cash back on select 2014 and 15 Buicks in stock. See Midway for details, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or you can go to thinkmidway.com to view the full Buick selection. There's also exceptional President's Day offers on the 2015 Acadia at Midway GMC. Get 0% APR for 5 years for qualified buyers, plus current GM owners and lessees receive a $1,500 purchase cash. See Midway for details on any of the items that you are thinking of purchasing. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or thinkmidway.com. When we come back, going to talk with Mark Hudson, head football coach at Ravenna, who's headed to Boone Central, Lawyer Boenschnagel from the Nebraska Baseball Hall of Fame, and Bill Friedman, producer of the Big Ten Network's The Journey. It's all still to come.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Cornhusker Honda presents a reality check. You don't have to shop all over to find your new Honda. Just head to Cornhusker Honda in Grand Island. You'll find great savings right now on America's most reliable cars and trucks. Plus, financing as low as 0.9% for up to 60 months with your good credit. That's savings for the long haul. The reality is the right choice is right here. Cornhusker Honda, just off North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today as we head our way to the upper 50s. Winds out of the west, meanwhile, stay at 10 to 15. Then with clear conditions tonight, we'll drop back to 30 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 46.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday. Well, you know how it is. You've been a coach. You've been an administrator. You hope that you have great coaches. You hope that they have the opportunity to coach great teams and individuals at your school. And unless you're Class A or losing them to college, you're pretty sure that at some point, if they have success, they're going to have an opportunity to move up the ladder, Jimmy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you encourage that. That's something you want. When you even hire assistants, you want your assistant coaches to want to be a head coach and maybe in your school too. So, you know, you're exactly right. That's what you want. You want them to move up the ladder.
Well, a lot of people know Ravenna coach Mark Hudson. Of course, he's been here basically all his life, high school, college here, and he's been at Ravenna almost as long as I've been behind this radio mic here in Kearney. And he found out this week that he was going to make not a career change, just a position change, as he's the new head football coach at Boone Central Newman Grove, and we got Huddy out of class to chat with us for a couple of minutes. Mark, congratulations. Good morning. Let's check that out again. Let's throw the right switch. Mark, can you hear us? Are you there? We'll try. I do not hear Mark. We may have to call him back.
Usually when I've officiated, I've been able to hear him a lot better than that. You know what I mean? So he's really when I told him, hey, that's enough, maybe he believed me and said, hey, the next time I'm on your show, you told me to be quiet, so that was enough. Maybe he's still continuing this. No, it'd be okay now if he went on. You know, we could go on with him if he wanted to speak some. But well, you know, Boone Central's got the AstroTurf, or the turf, the artificial
they put in
turf.
Yeah. They have put in quite the facility there, their football program, Albion, then Boone Central, then Boone Central, Newman Grove, all came together, and they have really built a nice facility, and the kind of the way it's built into the hillside there at Albion is pretty cool. And Mark does join us now. Mark, congratulations, man. How are you? Huh. Well, I don't know. Maybe this is a boycott.
Yeah, I think maybe it is.
The one thing I like, he's always got that clipboard with a chain, you know, tied to his belt loop there. So he's got everything he needs right there on that clipboard.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm sure that's what's going on here. You know, I mean, it's got to be something like this.
Ravenna's had some really good football teams. They've been a player where the thing is with Ravenna, the teams that usually beat them in the playoffs went pretty deep in the playoffs. They had a nice run there in the mid-2000s, 2008 and 2009, where they made some nice runs along the way.
Hey, did you know I used to coach football at Ravenna? Did you know that, Doug? I was coached the offense a little bit.
Yeah, I was looking here to see how many times they went to the playoffs during that tenure.
Probably not very many. Hey, in 86 or 87, we beat Hershey. I know it was like 17-0 during that time. And then went over and played a tough David City team. But North Platte St. Pat's was always good at that time, and we always got stuck in that area where we had to play. But we weren't bad. We had some teams that were pretty successful at that time. Tony Shermer, he was one of our running backs at that time and stuff. But, yeah, I got to call the offense a little bit. And we went up to Boone Central, or at Albion at that time. And they had a really good football team. We were 7-6 game late in the game. Ended up getting beat 14-6. Had to go for it. Didn't have to, I guess. But we were 90 yards away with about a minute to go. So, yeah.
Well, they've thrown the switches. Mark Hudson, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are we doing, Doug?
You know how this stuff goes from time to time. What's the deal? Jimmy thought you were just boycotting him because you told him.
Told him to quiet down. That's enough, coach, one time. And I think you took that seriously for the next 15 years. Yeah.
Well, in my younger years, I guarantee I needed some of that. So I appreciate the advice, Coach.
Well, that's always a great place to start, too, Mark. I've always said, and everything comes back to Nebraska. I said when Bo came in, all these guys were new. It was their first head coaching. It's not just the kids. The coaches, the head coach, the assistant coaches, they're always learning. And you guys there at Ravenna have been pretty fortunate. From time to time, you'll bring a new guy on as an assistant. But the core there, all the way back to Coach Thober and before that, you guys have had a pretty good core there for well over a decade.
Yeah, you know, I think it's been 17 years out of 18 that I've been here. You know, you can go all the way back to a good friend of mine, a couple of young, dumb college guys that came up here and started as assistants. And to be quite honest with you, they flat told us, well, no one else wants to do it. So we'd love to pay you guys to come up here. And, you know, we started with Coach Thober, and he gave us a lot of power and a lot of ability to learn. And that grew. That really kind of sparked the ideas of being a head coach and moving on to moving up the ladder. And, you know, he moved on, and I had the opportunity and added some guys to my staff that have been excellent help, and it's just grown from there.
One of the things is I always know that first coaching job, you've got all these ideas and you want to implement them, and then you realize that maybe they're not all going to be implemented, not because you don't have the talent. It's just, hey, I want to throw the ball. You guys wanted to run the ball a lot. At what point in your young career did you go, okay, I need some help here because this is not going to work. This isn't going to work. I need to find this and this. We got kids, but my plan here isn't exactly going to work this first or second year.
Yeah, you know, I think that came from, you know, Coach Thober stepping down, and I was the young, annoying assistant that was, we got to make some changes. I want to run this. We need to get into more zone read or option stuff. You know, at the end of the day, he, in his flat said, well, you're ready. Do you want to make these changes? And he said, I'm not sure I want to do that. And so he would kind of switch roles. And, you know, for the first couple of years, you know, I ran, you know, these great ideas and there was a lot of stuff. And like you said, I think young coaches get involved in that. Man, this is great, and this is great, and here's what last year's state championship are in. And the bigger transition for us, we really kind of settled into what you've seen the last probably 3, 4, 5 years. And we've been able to adjust it to the kids from a Josh Crowell to a Blake Cremosta. But, you know, we'll get in gun 60 to 75% of the time, and we'll run it when we got those kids, and we'll throw it when we got Blake. And you know, having Coach Gingrich come up, you know, about 7, 8 years ago, and I had to talk him into it and twist his arm. You know, he's a pretty busy farmer, but, you know, we graduated together. He was down at K-State, and he's been a good, I shouldn't say good, he's been a great guy to bounce ideas off of, and we think alike, and we've really kind of settled into what we believe and what our philosophy is from that point on.
Yeah, Coach, I agree with you. One thing about it is, like you say, you want some bread and butter plays, and you have some plays that you move. But I'll tell you what, it's nice when you when you're coaching and they have a kickoff and you have a return and you have the whole thing set up, and it really works well mine worked really well when Lance English was the guy that caught the kickoff. Mm-hmm. You know, no matter what return we ran, he always found a way to make that work. I thought I was a really good coach when he had the ball. You know what I mean? So you're exactly right. You'll have some players every once in a while that they make you look really good with some plays that you call. Your ends around really work well when you had that guy carrying the ball. You're right, Coach. That's exactly correct.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's been times where I've gotten better with the officials. I like to joke with them a little bit more, and there's been times where I look up and say, wow, I just told that kid to run fast. That's some of the best coaching I've done all night.
There you go, yeah.
We're talking with Mark Hudson. He's been the head football coach at Ravenna the past 12 years, and now we'll head to Albion. Maybe he's moving to Petersburg, Newman Grove. I don't know exactly what the situation is there, but Boone Central, Newman Grove, state champions, and Mark, it's going to be a different environment here that you're moving into. Talk about this opportunity.
Yeah, you know, it's a great opportunity. You know, some people, well, geez, why? Well, you know, you've been in a place long enough, and sometimes it's just time for a change, and good for kids, good for community, good for me and my family. You just, it's good to do those different things in life and take on different challenges. And, you know, you walk up there, and I think, you know, I could simply explain it by, you know, walk out on the field at the stadium. You know, it's a C1 school, and they've got a beautiful brand new facility with turf and $1.2 or $1.3 million they spent on the stadium. And, you know, that's not it. That's just kind of a sign of their commitment and where they're at. And, you know, what football means to their community. You know, they're talking about putting a new weight room in, and, you know, you got over 60 kids out, and, you know, we're at a spot where, you know, the enrollment's dropping a little bit, and in the future, you know, you might be playing some eight man. There's nothing wrong with that. Great. But, you know, if you're at that point in life where it's, you know, it's an opportunity that you don't want to pass up, and, you know, it's a good time for transition. I think for Ravenna, it's a good time for us. And I think it's a great opportunity that me and my family are really excited to take on.
Mark, did you have any familiarity with Boone Central besides knowing that Wyatt Mazur and Arnie Johnson and these guys had been so good here over the last 10 years? Any connections there?
Honestly, not, Doug. You know, I'm a graduate of Central Nebraska Shelton High School. I'm a UNK alum. You know, I'm a pretty tried and true South Central Nebraska guy. My wife's folks are Wood River people. So, I mean, you know, that area of the state, I don't have a lot of connections, so no.
What about the team? What do you know about them?
Well, I know they graduated a lot of kids. They had an excellent senior class, like you said, state champs, and Mr. Mazur, and, you know, he already followed me on Twitter, so I guess I'm going to have to, you know, reach out to him a little bit, which, will, you know, from what I hear, he's a great kid, so I'm excited about that. But, you know, they lost a really talented, excellent senior class, but I've been talking to a few of the assistants over the last couple of days, and they're really excited to get started on next year. And there's some kids up there that we can work with. And, you know, when you're dealing with those kinds of numbers, you know, there's going to be some diamonds in the rough that kids are going to be eager to step up and be the next Wyatt Mazur and replace some of those guys.
Yeah, Coach, I agree with you. Sometimes it's better to go to a school that's won 12 games and lost a lot of players than it is stay at a school that's 2-6 or someplace. And they've got everybody back, you know,
right.
I mean, you know, there's just something about the, and I think you're right that I think it was last year. Mara, I never talked to you about this, but I did talk to some other people, and it was 50-50 about Ravenna maybe going eight man football. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct. When we had to make the last declaration, we looked at numbers and we looked at where we were enrollment, and we figured that, you know, we knew we'd have some seniors this year that would be pretty good. And I think it was just more important for the process to get discussed and for the community to kind of understand that, you know, we were struggling with numbers. And some of those are issues that are just natural cycle of a small town. And some of them are some other things that are beyond my control or school's control. So, yeah, it's a real issue. And I think a lot of people understand and, you know, it's eventual. You know, my son's in third grade, and it's a class of 23. You know, you take that times three, that's an eight-man enrollment. So,
Mark Hudson with us for one more minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, the challenges, obviously, you in the mid-2000s probably had, and you can correct me, but you had 40 or so kids. I know you've been between 22 and 25 the last couple, 3 years. Boone Central is upwards of 70. The pros and cons to having that many kids out for football, obviously, depth and a lot more, I guess, kids to choose from, but a challenge to try and keep them all busy on the practice field. So what about that?
Right. Yeah, you know, that's been kind of my first key in transition is watch as much film as possible. And, you know, I had some good experience. I know a lot of guys from either Grand Island staff or working the Shrine Bowl with Coach Mackey or Coach Waller, Coach Tomlin at Grand Island. You know, those guys are all great resources. But, you know, from what I've picked up, there's a young, enthusiastic staff up there at Boone Central. They had a lot of turnover in the last two or three years. I've gotten some great responses from those guys, already throwing out ideas and suggestions. And, hey, here's what we're thinking, Coach. And so, you know, I'm really excited to get to work with these guys. You know, they really seem gung-ho and ready to go. And, you know, you're dealing with those kids, and at the end of the day, it does become just pretty much an organizational issue, but, you know, it's still blocking and tackling and goal setting and prioritizing from the previous week's film. And, you know, if you've got people that are excited to be there, it's not going to be that big of an issue.
And, Mark, just your thoughts now about the time. You had some good times there at Ravenna, some good teams, just recollections, because I'm guessing that when you walked off the field for the final time this last fall, you weren't anticipating not walking back on that field.
Yeah, you know, you always have your eyes open, and you always think about the possibilities. But, you know, it's not one of those where you're like, oh, yep, that's it. So, you know, and then maybe there's some issues or opportunities that, that don't work out that you think would. So, you know, looking back in that last game against Centura, yeah, it's a good rivalry win. And, you know, these last 5 years, I joke with people that we've really learned how to coach because we've had to adjust to the kids that we've had and scratch and claw and fight. And I've had just as much fun these last 5 years fighting and scratching and clawing than some of those, you know, really, really talented teams we had at the end of the 2000s or the middle of 2000s. And, you know, there's two or three teams in there that you look back and if the ball bounces your way or there's an injury that doesn't go against you, that maybe you're heading down to Lincoln. And, you know, that's great. But, you know, the relationships that I've got with a lot of these young men, and, you know, a couple of them have reached out since they've heard and been very congratulatory. And, you know, that's not uncommon. You know, we talk often whether they're 23 or they're 19. And, you know, that's what this business is all about. And I just hope that can continue. And I'm really proud of those relationships with those kids.
Yeah, whatever it takes to get Baker off the schedule, good move by you, buddy. Yeah, 2008, that was the deep year. Thayer Central, Kearney Catholic, and then were very competitive with Plainview. Quarterback got hurt, knocked out with a concussion, and weren't able to recover. That was the year. There was a couple of them, but we remember that one. Coach, yep. We'll let you get back to class, and I know we'll see you quite a bit in the future. So best of luck up there in Albion.
Hey, you know, I always say thank you, Doug, but I do want to make sure that I say that you are one of the best in the business, and I'm going to miss having you do our games, or my games, sorry. But it's been a pleasure working with you, and, you know, a lot of good memories, man.
Well, let's meet up in the playoffs. What do you say?
Let's do that.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Mark. Mark Hudson, head football coach at Ravenna, now at Boone Central Newman Grove. Best of luck there, and we'll try to keep you up to date on other coaching changes as this is kind of the time of year you start hearing more about them. Two locations to serve you by the end of the month. Big Dally's Deli is getting ready to reopen in downtown Hastings at 801 West 2nd Street. In the meantime, 610 East South Street across from Duncan Field is there for you. All sandwiches are served with your choice of freshly baked bread or bun or a wrap, cheese, fresh veggies, all the condiments that you want, and don't forget the dill pickle spear. And you can make it a combo meal: chips, fruit cup, side salad, soup, maybe a potato salad will go well for that. Get desserts, cookies, drinks, and more. Big Dally's also offers meat and cheese trays and 2-foot sandwiches for special events. You can stop by or call ahead and find out more about their special orders. Home of a bazillion and one sandwiches, because too many is better than not enough. Get them today at Big Dally's Deli in Hastings. Larry Bornschlegel is going to join us from the Nebraska Baseball Hall of Fame and Big Ten Network's Bill Friedman. Stay with us.
The Village Green at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village offers seniors a comfortable lifestyle in a caring community. The Village Green is designed to accommodate those who require a little extra. Apartments feature full kitchen, spacious living room, accessible bathroom, and an emergency call system. Services include a noon meal, housekeeping, and transportation. The Village Green can help you maintain your independence with services to keep you safe and healthy. Contact Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit the Kroll Agency in Kennesaw, Hastings, Minden, and Roseland today.
The number one high school team in America is coming to the Heartland Hoops Classic. Oak Hill Academy arrives undefeated, ranked nationally for 31 of the last 39 seasons. And this year they'll face Omaha South, also nationally ranked and the number two team in Nebraska. The Heartland Hoops Classic is February 14th, also featuring Amherst Ravenna, St. Cecilia BDS, Omaha Scott Norfolk Catholic, Aurora GICC, and Elkhorn South Columbus Scotus. Tickets good for all sessions are available at the Heartland box office or via Ticketmaster.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
What Rocky guys are in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
OneRocky.com.
Business owners, you've been settling for slow internet from the phone company for too long. Call Charter Business now and increase your productivity with internet speeds up to 60 megs for only $55 a month when bundled. That's over 16 times faster than the slow phone company DSL. Plus, for this week only, Charter Business is giving away a free Samsung tablet when you switch. Faster internet for $55 a month when bundled and a free Samsung tablet. Call 855-306-4249 now. 855-306-4249.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete & Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete & Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Pink, it's my new obsession.
Doug and Eddie Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget the Sean Callahan Spring Recruiting Tour through the Tri-Cities, February 24th through the 26th. The Lark in Hastings on Tuesday the 24th, Cunningham's on Wednesday the 25th in Kearney, and in Grand Island, Bandits on Thursday the 26th. All shows begin at 6 o'clock. Well, there's going to be a pretty big show in Beatrice on Sunday. It is the 2015 induction ceremonies for the Nebraska Baseball Hall of Fame. And Jimmy Langan, we know this guy.
Yes, we do. What a nice man he is, too. Larry's one of those guys that will come will come up to me and go, "Hey, Jim, you're a step slow, but you can still manage the game. In other words, you're not really slow." tried to find a really nice way to tell me.
Well, Larry Barnes,
get off my back.
Larry Bornschlegel is with us from the Nebraska Baseball Hall of Fame, and got some great inductees that are going in on Sunday. Larry, good morning. Thanks for giving us some time. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm excited to be talking about this. We're getting close, and I'm looking forward to Sunday night. Should be an exciting night with a full house.
Well, I know that we have talked about this on the show before, and I still know that there are people out there that go, "There's a Nebraska Baseball Hall of Fame?" And yes, there is. Could you give the folks the details if they ever want to know more about it, or what they can see or how they can find out more information?
Sure. Well, first of all, we have our annual banquet February 8th at Beatrice at the Nebraska Baseball Hall of Fame. Now, there are really two Baseball Hall of Fames in the state. One is in St. Paul, but they recognize only the major league players from Nebraska. We tend to try to keep Nebraska baseball history alive with recognizing the guys, really outstanding players from the Shelton, Nebraska, Litchfield, Ravenna, Kearney, and we've got a lot of stories about those guys. They still have families in the state. The Hall of Fame displays pictures of about 125 to 150 of them in Beatrice. And we have baseball memorabilia. It's just a neat place to go. No charge. It's open all day. Everybody volunteers their time, and we're supported by donations only. It's a neat place to be.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the class that's growing this year. You've got everywhere from umpires from Omaha to players from Farwell. I don't know that you can get much bigger and smaller as far as communities in the state of Nebraska, but I am very familiar with the Sherman Howard League. A lot of people that grew up in the central part of the state from Ord to St. Paul to Bolas to Farwell and down to Gibbon and Shelton are all familiar with the Sherman Howard League. Tell us about Randy Lukasavage.
Okay, Randy, talk about a baseball man. He can talk baseball to you all day, and we call him Batman. Randy Batman Lukasavage. He's just a baseball promoter. In fact, he formed the Farwell Fence Busters, which is an old-time team. They dress up in the old regalia, and in fact, the last time I played a baseball game was 3 years ago. He made me go down into a church basement, put an old uniform on, and go back out on the field. And by golly, we played, and it was a great time. But Randy is just a promoter of baseball. Fat Man is hoping to write a baseball play, a play actually that earned him the distinction of the Distinguished Service Award this year.
Hey, I see where Bob Haydenfelt made it from Shelton. I played for Bob Haydenfelt. He was our Legion baseball coach. Gibbon and Shelton had a combined team. Not everybody there in Shelton welcomed me, but Bob did. And I played with his son, Todd, and Todd was a great pitcher. Tell us a little bit about Bob.
Oh, man, probably one of the most outstanding players in Central Nebraska during his time. He was a pitcher. He had 23 strikeouts in one ball game. Pitched 16 innings in another ball game, 18 in another. He didn't need a reliever when he was on the mound. But probably his biggest influence came on working with kids. He coached, he taught, he was a father to some of them. If you played with him or played under him, you know what kind of gentleman, baseball man he was. Just outstanding. And we're tickled to death to have him in the Nebraska Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you're right. You know, Bob, one time, I'll remember this. I wasn't a great baseball player. I batted fifth for our team, but I played first base. And one time we got in a little bit of a jam, and we got behind 5-0 after two innings, and he brought me in to pitch. And we ended up getting beat 6-0. So I didn't pitch horribly. I got one run, you know, in a 7-inning game. So I did okay, and I got a hit. But he went out of his way when we left the field because no one else knew what had happened. It would look like we got thumped, but he went out of his way and made me feel good. He came up to me and goes, hey, when we needed you to step up, you were there for us. And it didn't mean that much to anybody else, but it meant a lot to me. I was 15 years old at the time, and I needed to hear something.
You know, you remember that to this day, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Sure did.
He was a special man. Yep.
We're talking with Larry Bornschlegel of the Nebraska Baseball Hall of Fame. The induction ceremonies are this Sunday afternoon in Beatrice. Another name that has a lot of history behind it is out of Grand Island, and that's Ray Johnson.
So, talk about a hitter. This guy, he was Mr. Central Nebraska. In fact, he just continued to, he could hit, he could throw, he did it all. He was one guy that hit one out of Duncan Field in Hastings. You're familiar with Duncan Field.
Oh, yeah.
The big brick wall in the outfield, it's intimidating. Johnson hit one out with the old wooden bats. They called him Mr. Nebraska Independent League. He was such a great hitter and an outfielder. And to this day, Ray can tell you stories of those golden years of Nebraska baseball.
Got a couple of minutes here left with Larry. Those are the local folks. You've got, and if I miss a name, I apologize, but Eliah Gruber of Byron, Nebraska, John Sousa, who's been an umpire out of Omaha, also Corny Collin from Omaha, John Bennis from Omaha, Jane White, who still works at the paper there in Beatrice, at the Beatrice Daily Sun, and in Fairbury as well. What else do we need to know about this class, Larry?
Well, outstanding players, people that probably were not known outside of the state of Nebraska, but were outstanding players. In fact, they were recommended. We take nominations for consideration, and we did quite a number of them. And these guys are head and shoulders above, you know, Joe Blow that played for Geneva. That's where I played. But these guys are outstanding, and we want to honor them. Starting at 4 o'clock, well, the banquet will start at 5 o'clock on Sunday, and we want to honor them, and our efforts to keep Nebraska baseball history alive are unending. We need their help. We need their support. And we have already sold close to 275 tickets, so it's going to be a big deal.
Well, I can't go up and down every name here, but Larry's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. It started in 1971 with a small class. Here is Gene Wells, the father of them all, that is in the Hall of Fame. There are so many in here, and obviously there's probably some guys or some gals out there that are worthy of being in, Larry. In the future, if people want to nominate someone, how do they go about that?
They can contact me, Larry Bornschlegel, in Hastings. We have emails. We have a website that is NE Baseball Hall of Fame, HOF.com. And all the information is right there.
NEHOF.com. Folks, check it out. You can get a hold of Larry as well. I'm going to start pointing him out. We'll start pointing him out when he shows up at our basketball games, right, Jimmy?
Well, sometimes he'll hide from you.
Oh, he
goes up into the corner and hides or walks in late, and I don't see him, and then he looks at me, and then I start running a little faster.
Larry, it's always. Go ahead, sorry.
I've been watching Stripes for 22 years. And Jim has been one of the best ones. We laugh. We get together, we look at each other, and we just laugh.
That is true, and I've always enjoyed your personality. You keep it up, and you keep doing all the things you're doing, all right?
Hey, thanks a lot, Jack.
Take care, Larry. Hey, we'll see you soon, and have a good, fun time on Sunday. You bet. Lori Bornschlegel from the Nebraska Baseball Hall of Fame, taking place in Beatrice on Sunday. We will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we will head to the Big Ten Network. Bill Friedman from The Journey going to join us. We'll talk about the segment on Siobhan and Will Shields that will air Sunday.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
It's the look in their eyes, the smile on their lips, and the big hug you get when you make your Valentine feel extra special with a Valentine's Day gift from Bob's Ass Flowers. Hi, this is Dave from Bob's Ass Flowers. Let us clue you into some of the latest Valentine's Day trends in gorgeous roses, colorful cut flowers, and unique gifts. But you'll see more when you visit our store, Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Order by phone at 402-462-2179.
Where you're a neighbor, not a number, we're Custom Pack.
This week at Custom Pack of Hastings, get 80% lean ground beef in 5-pound bags, only $3.68 a pound. Lean center cut pork chops, only $2.77 a pound. And a 5-pound bag of breaded chicken nuggets, only $8.95 each. It's all at Custom Pack, 601 West J.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday. Getting ready to talk a little Huskers. And folks, the folks at TNL always want to talk Huskers, and they want to talk winning, and that means winning in your field as well. The irrigation season is fast approaching. We love the temperatures like this, and we love the moisture, but it's not always going to be there for you. Find out why so many growers are moving to TNL's hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation systems. It's because of their safety. low maintenance, superior reliability, and the simplicity of TNL's hydraulic design, just a few of the reasons why TNL should be in your field. If you haven't scheduled that preventative maintenance, get it done today so that you are ready for the 2015 season. They're like no other, so contact your local TNL dealer or visit them online at TLIRR.com to learn why TNL irrigation systems are like no other. Well, The Journey is a great program like no other that airs on the Big Ten Network, and from time to time, we catch up with the coordinating producer, Bill Friedman, and he is with us again on this Friday. Bill, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. We're looking forward. It seems like you guys do a lot of pieces on Nebraska, but I know that's not just the case.
We do a lot of pieces, period. So, but it's we always enjoy coming out to Lincoln and hanging out with Coach Miles and his staff, and you know they're great people to deal with, and we hope people will enjoy the content this Sunday.
Now, the show airs on Sunday. Nebraska plays tomorrow. You always have to kind of pick that game. Was it all from Northwestern on Tuesday night?
We actually didn't go to a game this week for Nebraska. We're doing a story on Siobhan Shields, you know, who many Husker fans know. But what's really cool about this is we actually got to sit down with his father, Will, you know, another Husker legend that that is beloved in the state and who is beloved in the state of Nebraska, and you know, got his thoughts on being up for nomination for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Actually, have his reaction the first time he hears that he made it, which is
cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
and then you know, and then Siobhan's reaction to that. So it's a neat little story, and you get to see some great photos of Siobhan and Will, you know, when Siobhan was a little kid and he had a lot more hair. So it's some good stuff. You know, I don't know if he's going to give Kenny Bell a run for his money, but he's approaching that category.
Hey, I'll tell you what, when I watched the Brooke Behringer story that you had, unbelievable. It was one of the best shows. I taped it. I've watched it again. A tremendous job. You told the whole story the way it was. I was really proud of it. You had to win some awards for that. What kind of awards did you win for that show?
Well, first of all, thank you very much. You know, the directors of that film, Matt Engel and Kevin Shaw, and the editor, John Castelli, really deserve all the credit. They did a really awesome job on that film. And as you said, I think they told the story, you know, from start to finish and even updating it to the current day with the final scene that is one of my favorite scenes I've ever seen. You know, the award season typically is in a calendar year, so we've submitted it for a number of things, but we haven't heard yet. So maybe a call back in a few months, and hopefully we'll have good news for you.
Well, hopefully you're filming your own reaction for this.
If we get to that point, we'll have a camera rolling, you bet.
Bill Friedman joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, coordinating producer of the Big Ten Network. The Journey will air here in our area at 6:30 on Sunday night. And what else will be on this particular program besides the Shields?
Well, we got a pretty packed show. We're still editing it right now. We're actually trying to get it down to time. So we got some features on Greg Paulus, you know, the former Duke point guard who is currently an assistant coach for Ohio State, which I think maybe some people don't even know, but a cool little story of his, you know, kind of journey from being a highly touted recruit at Duke to being an assistant coach working his way up the coaching ladder at Ohio State under Coach Mata. We have the Siobhan Shields stuff. We're doing a piece on Iowa's Gabe Olushanye, which I think is a really he's a fascinating guy. You know, he's grew up in London and now has been spending the past 4 years in Iowa City. You know, and shares a very personal connection with Coach McCaffrey, as you'll see in our story. And then we're looking at the Michigan State rivalry. We're actually at that game last Sunday on Super Bowl Sunday, you know, which turned out to be a great game to film. It was back and forth into overtime. But, you know, we look at the rivalry from the Michigan freshmen who are experiencing it for the first time and the Michigan State seniors who played their final home game at Breslin against Michigan this past Sunday. So a packed show, and we're very excited to get it to time today and put it on the air on Sunday.
Now, don't give me coach speak here, because it's like asking a coach who's the best player on the team, but what's been your favorite segment so far this year?
My favorite segment so far this year? I got to be honest. I'm going to give you just a semi-coach speak. I really think this is one of our best shows. You know, the storytelling, the emotion, the feel in the show is going to be very powerful. So I think the Olushanye piece is great. I think the Will Shields Siobhan Shields piece, especially when you see the second part of it with Siobhan as a youngster and how some of Will's messages have gotten through to him as a parent, I think is very powerful. We touch on Siobhan's friendship with Avery Harriman just a little bit. So, there's a lot of good stuff in this show. But, you know, we've got good stuff coming up down the road. My board looks very attractive for the next few weeks, so we're excited about what's to come as well.
Bill Friedman with us for another minute. Without giving away a whole lot, I don't think you will be here, but how is Will Shields as far as media friendly? I mean, he's had to deal with that his entire career, and he was always good with it, but he has done a pretty good job of staying in the backdrop and letting Siobhan do his thing.
Oh, that comes across in this story as well. You know, we found him to be incredibly polite, well-spoken. You know, we were in his home in Kansas City and, you know, got to see some of his trophies and photos on the wall. I mean, it couldn't have been a nicer guy. So we had a wonderful experience with him, and I think you see in the way he speaks in the piece that he never wanted to be an overbearing, pressuring father to Siobhan, and I think he's lived up to that promise.
Bill, you guys do such great work, and this series will be over before we know it. What's still on the table here for you to look at?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it ramps up. You know, we're already basically looking at, this is our fifth show, you know, of 10. Show 6 and 7 are kind of getting finalized. And, you know, show 9 is usually senior night, is our senior night show. So, you know, probably going to be at Wisconsin for that because they have such a great cast of seniors this year, and maybe a couple others. We're still working through that. And then, you know, we're starting to ramp up. It's always exciting for us to have a home game, so to speak, with the Big Ten tournament back in Chicago this year.
Bill, anything else folks need to know?
No, it's just, you know, the show airs this Sunday at 6:30 Nebraska time, and we hope you tune in and see Will. And it's always nice when you can mix Nebraska football with Nebraska basketball, and that's what we were able to do this show. So the two passions of the state in the same show, that's a wonderful thing.
You think there are two passions, or is it still just one?
Well, I got to be honest. I think Coach Miles has done a great job. I mean, you look at the attendance numbers, and, you know, obviously making the tournament last year, and they're in contention again this year. So, you know, I think the future is very bright for that program. You know, they got a great transfer that's going to, you know, become eligible next year. They got two hotshot recruits from the Chicago area that are coming in next year. So I think there's a lot of good things headed their way.
Awesome. Bill, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and always appreciate the chats. Thanks for being with us. Have a great weekend.
You too. Always great to talk, fellas.
Take care. Coordinating producer Bill Friedman of the Big Ten Network here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget the Journey Sunday night after basketball throughout the day. It will air at 6:30. Let's do our Fanatics Fantastic Friday Trivia. 888-455-ESPN. We'll take your calls on the air, and we'll ask you a trivia question. If you get it right, we've got a $25 gift card to Fanatics. Just a couple of simple rules so that we can have a variety of winners. One winner per household every 3 months. One winner per household every 3 months when it comes to the Fanatics Friday quiz. So call now, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. And don't forget to follow the Huskers on the tube, no matter the sport, and the rest of your favorite sporting events at Fanatics. One of their 23 high-definition televisions is always there with two huge HD projection TVs to bring you every sporting event possible. Custom handcrafted pizza, your choice of toppings made to your specifications, great wings, and a whole lot more at Fanatics. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Bill.
Bill, earlier in the program, we referenced last night's UNK basketball game, and we mentioned that freshman Trey Landsman scored a season-high 35 points. The last time a true freshman scored more than 35 points was in 2000. What UNK player was that?
I wasn't listening at that time. So I'll let you move on to the next caller.
Okay, sorry. Try back, 888-455-ESPN. I thought I'd throw a little tougher one out there. It's not overly tough. I suppose if you're not familiar with the Lopers, then it would be. Who are we chatting with?
This is Sean.
Sean, who has, as we said, Trey Landsman scored 35 points last night. This true freshman was the last one to score more than that back in 2000. Who was it for UNK?
And now I'm just curious, is this a trick question? Was it a female athlete there at USA that did that?
No. I'm asking guys. Nope, no trick question.
Oh, darn it. The older Veronica, was he around then?
No. No.
That'd be Paul Veronica.
Try back, 888-455-3776. This true freshman Hall of Famer scored 36 in a 2000 road win at Regis. That's the last time a freshman scored more than 35 points. Call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who we chat?
Call.
Oh, nobody
please
there.
Hang up.
888-455-3776. If you'd like to take a guess at Fanatics Friday at Trivia, who we chatting with?
This is Kelly.
Kelly, do you know the answer?
It's Nick Svela.
Bang! Kelly's the winner. Kelly's getting busy doing his own stuff down there. He's got a big game tomorrow, but Kelly knows that it was Nick Svela, 36 points in a 2000 road win at Regis, a $25 gift card to Fanatics whenever you get a day off. Is that okay?
Yeah, I think we have a game tomorrow, so I'll probably be busy tomorrow. So.
Well, hey, the game will be right here on ESPN Radio, and take it easy on the officials in tomorrow's game, would you?
Okay, I'll try.
Hey, Kelly, hang on, and Brent will get you set up here with your gift card. Congratulations.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, Nick Svela, that was the answer, 36 in that 2000 road win. By the way, here's what we've got to talk about as far as basketball tonight. Columbus and Hastings regular season action will be on 12:30 a.m. KHAS here on ESPN Radio from the Viero Event Center. It's the boys' semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Wilcox Hildreth will take on Elm Creek at 6:15. Pleasanton will then take on Amherst, and that game is at 8 o'clock tonight. Then tomorrow, we've got all four games, consolations at 2-4, championships at 6-8 from the Viero Event Center. On Classic Hits 98.9, the weather has messed up the Lou Platt Conference, so we're going to do two games. The boys' games are both at 6:15, and both girls' semifinals are at 8. We're going to stay in the newer gym with Adams Central. Kearney Catholic boys at 6:15, Kearney Catholic Ord girls at 8 o'clock. The other two semifinals, Ord Wood River boys and Centura St. Paul girls, who just played last week, and we had that game for you. So then tomorrow, the finals will be boys at 4, the girls at 6 at Adams Central, and we will have it all on Classic Hits 98.9, and those games are online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Twin Valley Conference girls tonight, Blue Hill and Red Cloud will play at 6. Lawrence Nelson and Silver Lake will play at 7:45. There was a misprint on a score earlier this week, so those games are in Kennesaw this evening. Southern Nebraska continues on. Kearney High is in action tonight, regular season basketball, as they travel to Lincoln to take on North Star. Hastings is hosting Columbus. St. Cecilia boys are at Parkview Christian. Holdridge is at Northwest. Lexington's at Grand Island Central Catholic. Tri-City Storm at Lincoln tonight. Waterloo Saturday and Sunday, looking for an extension of their 8-game winning streak. Jimmy? Lower baseball getting ready to play. They lost 3-2 yesterday. They're getting ready to play the second of four games down in Texas. Hastings baseball, Sponge, he's got them ready to go. They get to play nationally ranked teams four straight times, two Saturday, two Sunday, down in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, UNK got beat in extra innings, I think, Doug. You know, they got beat 3-2 in extra innings, mm-hmm. right? So competed well. I think the team they played was ranked ninth in the nation, too. So they got a game today, you're right.
No excuses, Damon. Let's go.
You got any bowling updates? Any bowling thing?
No,
me?
Because remember, they're off this weekend.
Oh, that's
they're
right.
They're refreshing. They're getting some that's new right. odor eaters in the shoes. They're cleaning
odor
up the mugs.
Eaters, that's a great one. I'm proud of you for saying that. This made the show. That was the highlight of the show.
You know you watched odor, it on ABC.
Odor eaters for the bowling shoes.
You
way
know,
to go.
You know who Chris Schenkel is.
You're witty. You're witty, Doug. I like that.
Quit it. Wrestling. 10th ranked Nebraska is at Michigan tonight in Michigan State. On Sunday, UNK is at nationally ranked Oklahoma City Saturday night and Central Oklahoma Sunday. Hastings will be at home tonight for two duels. That one was snowed out Wednesday, so they'll duel York, followed by Midland tonight at Lynn Farrell Arena. And the Pheasants Forever State Conference is tomorrow here in Kearney, so I know a lot of people will be in for that. Our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you yesterday if you like the NCAA basketball tournaments. Fans love it, Jimmy. 89% said, yes, we love these conference basketball tournaments. The NBA is considering eliminating seeding for postseason playoff games and instead going with the league's 16 best teams. Obviously, right now, I mean, back when we were kids, the East was dominant. Now it's the West. I mean, you might have a team with 49, 50 wins not make the playoffs, and that is not right. Would this be a good idea? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Yeah, Jimmy, it'd be a good idea, but then you've got to change the scheduling. You've got to change the scheduling. You've got to give fairly even scheduling. The teams in the West only play the teams in the East twice, one home, one away throughout the season. I say no right now because it's like everything, all this conference affiliation. Well, we can't compete or we're too big for this conference. Well, things are cyclical and they always change. So right now I vote no.
Yeah, I think I vote no too, and I like your mathematical. There's a mathematical sequence there where, you know, if you're playing your own division twice and it's a really competitive division, all four teams could go 500. You know, I mean, in that own division. So the winner of that division, if they're playing a lot of games against each other, yeah, I agree with you, Doug. And if you're in a weaker division, you could have two teams out of the five. You know, for instance, could have tremendous records. You know, because they get to beat up on that on the third, fourth, and fifth team that aren't competing very well. So I do agree with you.
Well, that's going to wrap things up for this Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to thank all of our great guests for joining us today. Bill Friedman, coordinating producer of the Big Ten Network. Again, The Journey with one of the stories on Siobhan and Will Shields airs Sunday night at 6:30. I want to thank Larry Bornschlegel from the Nebraska Baseball Hall of Fame. Their 2015 induction ceremonies are in Beatrice on Sunday. And to Ravenna football coach Mark Hudson, who has been named the new head football coach at Boone Central Newman Grove. Coming up on Monday's program, Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad will be among our guests because the Huskers get their season underway 1 week from today at UNLV, and we always get a chance at least a couple times a year to talk with the head coach, and we'll talk with Coach Erstad. And if the weather is going to stay like it is, we'll have all of the weekend's sporting activities wrapped up, and we'll be heading into the postseason with district wrestling, Heartland Hoops next week. We've got a lot of great interviews, so we hope you can join us then. Jimmy, have a good weekend. I'll see you Monday.
Yeah, see you, Doug.
Folks, take care. We'll see you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.